It can still be tough to get a coronavirus test, especially in tribal communities. Montana is trying to change that with free mass surveillance testing events. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports from one on the Flathead Reservation.
We are taking names just for records.
Waiting in line outside the Salish and Kootenai Tribal College, 74-year-old Eric Van Manen is grateful to finally get a coronavirus test.
A month ago, I just had a heart attack, too, so old plus heart attack, so I'm at high risk. So it's good to come and get it done.
Neither he nor his wife Francine are showing any symptoms, so this is just for peace of mind.
Yes, we just found out today that some person passed away that we know of, and that influx of their relatives from Washington came in. Some of the people brought it in from Washington.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes still have a shelter-in-place order, but the Flathead Reservation is carved up into a patchwork of non-Native and Native-owned property, making enforcement difficult.
Three cars, one, two, three.
Nearby, tribal chairwoman Shelley Fiant says the number of infections here is low, but she expects that to change.
You know, we're on the route between Yellowstone and Glacier. Now that they've opened up, we're seeing a lot of out-of-staters.
Almost two-thirds of the tribe's members are already considered vulnerable health-wise. COVID is just the latest crisis to expose health gaps between Native and white populations in states like this.
So we look at this mass testing event as giving us baseline data because we have no data to work off of. People were only getting tested if they were symptomatic.
There are wide disparities in testing even within Indian country due to a lack of infrastructure.
Are we all done?
Yeah.
Organizers were pleased with the turnout here, but in the wider community, Francine Van Manen thinks people still aren't taking the virus seriously.
I don't think they're taking their precautions as much as they should because they go out and they go shopping and then they go gambling and all of these places are exposed to other people.
The Van Manens will wait up to 7 days for their results, but they don't mind. They don't go out much because they think Montana reopened too soon. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News on the Flathead Reservation.